Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Optics are everything. Perception, the way you formulate people's opinions, just with the imagery. Sometimes the iconography, but sometimes a picture, a side-by-side perhaps. The New York Post doing just that. The headline is give and take. Top half of the photo is Trump surrounded by a group of people as he has his hand on someone's shoulder and they have their hand on his elbow. Trump attends wake for killed hero New York Police Department cop. Underneath that is a picture of Clinton and Obama and Joe Biden smiling and waving. There's Obama winking, and it reads, as three Democrat presidents shut down city for glitzy $25 million fundraiser. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. That's what happened in New York yesterday. Biden and Obama and Bill Clinton, they're hosting a fundraiser for the elites. And Donald Trump is at a funeral for a cop who was killed in the line of duty. That's the image that people are going to wake up to, and they're going to say, well, yeah, some guys care and some don't. Some people are going to say, I don't really care. I hate Trump. Okay, I can't stop those people. They're going to hate him. But to deny that there is an effect here, and that effect is not in Biden's favor, well, that would be kind of nutty to me. This is the imagery that people are going to wake up to. The optics matter greatly. So be sure to check out, I've retweeted it, be sure to check out that cover. You'll be like, yeah, that's telling one heck of a story right there. And as we have been reporting throughout the morning, the mayor of Fort Wayne, Tom Henry, dying. It was stomach cancer. His wife passed away just a month earlier from pancreatic cancer. This was known for about a month. And then there was an incident just 2 days ago that sent him to the hospital, where it was decided by, I guess, him and his family, as is reported, that he was going to opt for comfort measures. We learned yesterday that he was going into hospice care. Passing away yesterday, the announcement from his family at the age of 72. You will be seeing a lot of this locally as well. A big story, five decades as the mayor. I'm sorry, not five decades, forgive me, five terms. I apologize. Five terms as the mayor of Fort Wayne. It's a long, long time. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Sent by the Indianapolis Fraternal Order of Police. Comes from Rick Snyder. And it was about the decision of the IMPD to stop implementation of what's known as a gunshot detection system. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with everybody. Great to be able to do this. And I said, huh. I remember this is actually something kind of new. I haven't thought about it in a while. But this is from like 2022. So I went back and I checked. The pilot program was February 2022 when it was confirmed by the people over at Fox 59 that this was going to happen. Now, Chris Bailey, who's the chief of police, we've talked to him before, saying that the department will not move forward with the purchase of the gunshot detection system. Quote, when I was appointed as acting chief, Mayor Joe Hogsett tasked me with the responsibility to explore all available technology options that have the potential to modernize the department, enhance our ability to respond quickly and efficiently to incidents, and provide officers with better support as they work to improve the safety of our neighborhoods. After thorough consideration of the report from the pilot period, IMPD will forgo a gunshot detection system and instead invest in more impactful and fiscally responsible solutions. Now, I admit to you that I had no dog in the fight. Does the technology work or not? The point Rick Snyder makes is that this component was a key piece to the overall technology package called for by the Fraternal Order of Police back in January of 2019. We believe this decision is short-sighted and flawed. As funded, such a move could have provided a total of 5 square miles of coverage. Our recommendation provided multiple footprints through the city. Okay, so it's a difference of opinion in what's going to work. Then I came across this story, which was out of National Review. And this is the headline. Gunshot detection tech has saved hundreds of lives. The left says it's racist. Now, okay, stop. What are we talking about? Well, some of the tech, there's something called ShotSpotter. News reports provide... victims of people who've been shot whose lives were saved because of this technology, because this technology alerted police and law enforcement of their whereabouts. Brandon Johnson is the mayor of Chicago, a progressive, who doesn't even think you're allowed to call rioters because it's not nice. He has canceled this product because it seems that people on the political left think that this kind of technology is racist and evil, and that it's overly deployed in minority communities to spy on residents. It'll send up cops, sends them all ready to go and into these areas, and that could do more damage. Am I to believe that an area of Indianapolis that is violent, the people who live there don't want something done about it for fear that something is racist? Because if that's the case, and I'm not saying it is, I'm engaging a question here and saying if X, then Y. If I am told, pick the area of Indianapolis where murders occur, and they don't want technology in place to help them save lives and find the people engaged in the shooting, I say okay, but I'm done thinking about you. Now, maybe there is a better technology than this, but if the technology is unacceptable because it might actually point to too many black men or black women or black people engaged in a shooting, and therefore that's racist, okay, live like this. Everybody in the neighborhood, live like this. I've got nothing. I cannot help. You don't want any help. Live like this. But I want those neighborhoods. And I want, like for example, Chicago. The mayor doesn't want, because progressives don't want to actually know who's committing crimes, because that's racist.
Fine. I don't even want to respond to those neighborhoods. It's over. You want lawlessness? I say you get what you want. Now, I'm not making the argument that that's being said here, and I'm not making the argument that Chief Bailey is making that argument. But if I'm, because Chief Bailey is not talking about racism, I don't know why he decided to rescind this. His words, there's a better place to use the money. Okay, let's see what that is. Let's see what that is. Let's hear your idea. Let's hear your plan. Clearly, the Fraternal Order of Police disagrees with you. But if I were to hear from the usual suspects that this kind of technology is racist, well, then you're on your own. What else can be done? What else will be done? Or is there to be done? You either want a society that works or you don't. You either want a neighborhood that works or you don't. I would rather the people, in many ways, took responsibility and said to themselves, let's clean up our own neighborhood and let's not allow this stuff. We got to report the people who are committing the crimes. We got to stand up to the people who are committing the crimes. Oh, I understand that they're scary. I understand that they have guns. We have to do this. We need a fundamental shift in mentality. Not everybody can do this. I hear you. But we need a shift in mentality. If the shift is, we don't want this technology, it makes it, too many black people are going to go to jail. I don't know what to say about that. I don't care if 1,000 white people go to jail if they're indeed criminals. If they're just engaged in a drive-by or engaged in muggings. Doesn't move me. But I'm different. I talked about the headline. I talked about how you have Trump there at a with a fallen police officer's family at a wake. The same day, you've got Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton headlining a fundraiser that makes $25 million for the Democrats. And people are noting that it's a bad, bad look. Like I said, David Axelrod, who was Obama's guy, said, you know, that's not wrong, but in the big scheme of things, the $25 million will probably mean more than the look. David Axelrod is being short-sighted here. Here's Donald Trump with the family of a fallen New York Police Department officer, and here are the Democrats shutting down Sixth Avenue for a fundraiser for all their elite friends. Yes, they made $25 million. Do you have any idea how much money Donald Trump is going to raise by actually caring about people over elites? Short-sighted from David Axelrod here. Short-sighted indeed. Trump is going to raise the money. And how about just the statement in of itself? Yeah. Trump, you know, cares about a fallen police officer. But as long as we got paid... Ooh. Seems David Axelrod missed twice.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Dow futures up 47. Wait, these aren't futures. Is the market closed today because of Good Friday? I think I'm looking at the market from yesterday. I am. So I have it right. The market is closed because of Good Friday. And it is a Good Friday to those who celebrate an Easter weekend. However, there is an inflation number, which is up 2.8%. Personal consumption expenditures, the index excluding food and energy was up 2.8% on a 12-month basis, up 0.3% from a month ago. With food and energy still up 0.3% for the month, 2.5% for the year. What does this tell us? This tells us that inflation is not slowing down. That's what it tells us. Is it not? Now, this is a gauge that's used by the Fed, not necessarily coming out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But again, it is a reminder, a notice that what we're experiencing in our daily lives does not make us crazy. As a matter of fact, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal. Here it is. Inflation and gas prices. Why gasoline prices are rising faster than usual this year. And then it says fuel costs are once again driving inflation. Don't panic. Well, that is great advice. Prices are rising, but economists have the answer.
Remain calm. All is well.
I don't. What? What a crazy thing to write. So, Salt Lake City, right now, Utah has it the highest. In the last month, they have had gas prices go up 61 cents a gallon. Alaska, then Idaho, then Oregon, then Nevada. In Chicago area, Chicagoland as they call it, it's up approximately 39 cents for the month. So higher gas prices are making inflation remain high, or high inflation is now having an effect on gas prices. You're spending more. This is the whole story. You're spending more. So, if that is the case, if indeed that is the case, how does one handle this? What does one do? Well, if I'm you, it is true. I don't think I would get into a level of panic, and then I would follow up by saying, are you prepared? Every time they say everything's going great and everything's going to be all right, it is not to be believed. You are to believe you. You have to believe you. What is your pocketbook telling you? What is your business telling you? Go from there. That's the way to think of these things. Because if you trust these people, well, you're never going to get a good answer. They're going to lie to you like it is their job. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. The left realizes the imagery of Trump with the family of a killed police officer juxtaposed to Joe Biden with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama raising money is not where the left wants to be. So much so that the news organizations are already putting out the new mantra.
Yeah, each officer starts each day not knowing if it'll be their last shift on the job. I covered the NYPD for a long time and covered a lot of funerals just like this. It is a remarkable outpouring of support from the community and the nation when something like this happens. But of course, because he's Donald Trump, he's making it political. And look, his aides were very clear yesterday that they liked this split screen of President Biden being at Radio City Music Hall with two other presidents for a big dollar glitzy fundraiser while Donald Trump was out in Queens and then Long Island, meeting with the family of a slain officer. Now, we'll get into later in the day that how later in the show how Trump also spent his day attacking the daughter of a judge. But at least in this moment, he tried to stay on message, Jeff Mason, and talk about crime. Trump and Republicans are trying to make crime a central issue this election. Now, we should note stats show that crime has actually fallen most places in this country over the last couple of years since its post-pandemic high. Just the politics of crime.
The politics of crime. A couple things for the guys over at MSNBC. This is a non-argument that you're bringing up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good to be with you. First, on the crime being down. The stats can show this, and we can discuss this. Did you know in New York, they are dealing with women getting punched in the face? I spoke about this on Newsmax earlier this morning. Yes, I can do two things at once. Women are getting punched in the face, randomly punched in the face, so much so that some New York leadership are like, where are the men to defend them? Oh, all of a sudden men are supposed to defend? I thought that was toxic masculinity. Don't tell men that they're terrible and they're hateful and they're violent and then wonder where they are when you need them. That's nuts. You realize, see, this is why liberal white women are terrible. Liberal white women are the worst. The absolute worst. Now, some people, it's not about women.
I hate old white men.
Understandable. I get that. That makes perfect sense to me. By the way, I love that clip.
I hate old white men.
So, do you mean all of them?
I hate old white men.
Even the ones you haven't met?
I hate old white men.
Even the ones who, might bring you ice cream?
I hate old white men.
Okay. Just making sure. Anything else?
I hate old white men.
Okay, thank you. Liberal white women who want to say, well, you know, we can't be throwing people in jail. You have to understand what's happening. Oh, the mental illness. Oh, the this. Oh, that. Oh, toxic masculinity. Oh, we don't want that. Oh, I wouldn't allow my son to do that. Oh, I wouldn't allow violence for my son. Oh, can't play that sport. Oh, can't do this. Women are being punched in the face. They don't feel safe walking down the streets of New York. And this guy on MSNBC talking to another loser want to tell you, well, crime's down, you know. Okay. Sure. You got it. Sure. You got statistics? Use the statistics. It's not going to affect me any. I'm just noticing that women are getting punched in the face. People are being terrorized, whether it be on subways or buses, what have you. And the guy in New York who wanted to do something about those terrorizing others, you decided to throw the book at him and you want to send him to jail for 100 years. That's Daniel Penny. That's the former Marine. See what happens when you stand up and you try and get involved? This is the message that you progressives are sending while we descend into madness. You want to know how awful progressivism is? How awful leftism is? There it is. They descend into madness. They push it, and then they criminalize you trying to right the ship. So it's clear and obvious that Trump with this family, you want to call it political, MSNBC, you're more than welcome to. Nobody cares. Trump making fun of a judge's daughter. I wish he wouldn't do that stuff, but it blows right over people. Sadly, if you want to argue it, but it does. The imagery is there and it cannot be denied. Biden was raising money with Bill Clinton, who abused women, and Barack Obama, who helped wreck the country. And all these elitist snobs, and Trump is with the family of an officer who got killed in the line. Horrifically, may I add. Can't deny that reality. I never once spoke about the protesters at Vanderbilt who had the sit-in, these beta males and these beta females who they were going to sit in and they were going to, I don't know, they're fighting back. It's all I know is they were yelling at a black police officer that you don't understand the black experience. It was crazy town. And then there they were.
Water delivered to us, the proudest of the right to use in the restroom. They deprived us of medical care when some of our students needed it.
I'm sorry, did you just say, I mean, it was a little muddled. Did you say they denied you medical care? You sat in an air-conditioned building for 21 hours while you're wearing a keffiyeh, like somehow you really understand the Middle East. What? You were denied medical? What kind of hero do you think you are? In essence, they tried to break us. They tried to break our bodies. They tried to break our spirits. Holy cow. Women, don't ever have sex with this man. You will never actually be satisfied. Vanderbilt, it's time to start really asking whether or not some people should go to your university. Oh, they'll spend the $70,000 plus? You're right, let them in. What does it matter? Whew, you ain't teaching a damn thing. And here we thought Nashville was worthwhile. I will catch you guys on Tony Katz today at noon. Matt Bear has got traffic. Put me up. Maddie. Matt, I want to talk about the traffic. Why will you not talk to me about traffic, Matt? Is it something I said? Is it something I did? I'll change
his
for you.
His mic's dead. You want to give the
Is
traffic?
It? Did his mic die?
Yeah, his mic died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perfect Friday nonsense. Guys, look, it's just this simple. Drive slow, drive safe, don't look at your phone, get to work on time, get to home on time, and then have yourself a nice drink. Love your kids, love yourself, and I'll catch you on Monday.